KQ Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel. Hey, Tom, how are you doing? I'm glad I caught you. I thought I'd try the frequency early just to see if you were on. Is everything going okay for you? Over.
Been having a great day. A radio friend of ours come by and give him a couple dozen eggs and visited with us a little while and sent him home with some patizza, which is a German nut roll, and that's what I'm doing right now. I just got set down, got out of the rain locker, and another ham called me and told me how to get this thing set up on my computer, and which was nice of him. And I got some bananas and milk and a piece of pizza, and that's just about as far uptown as you can get there, Gus.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, I'm glad you're having a good day. We're in we're north of Tampa, Florida, a little bit at a campground. Had a long day, did a lot of walking, hiking, sightseeing, visiting friends. Tomorrow we go back to the real world and home. Saturday I'll be on at the museum again. I think I've invited you to join us. We're on a W4DUX analog repeater between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and I work DMR Talk Group 313-842 and D-Star 30 Charlie. And if you get a chance on a Saturday morning, we'd love to talk to you. AA4GH.
Fine business, Gus. I know Patrick does DMR and a few of his friends, so if you hear him on here, he travels quite a bit. He drives a Mack tool truck. And boy, is it a beautiful thing. I got to go in it tonight, and wow, that's quite a truck. And he's got his ham radio set up in it and all. And he's up at Tryon at a meeting tonight at the T-Bart Amateur Radio Club. And stopped by for a little while. But I don't do the DMR and that. I am, however, thinking about getting another radio. I'm thinking that the receive capabilities of these old ICOM 208s that I have for VHF and UHF, I'm thinking the front end isn't near what a good quality old Yaesu or Kenwood radio is nowadays. With the technology being so much better nowadays, I think that it'll have more sensitivity there. So I'm going to look it up and see how many microvolts it's got and all of that stuff. See if I can figure that out. If so, I'll just get me another radio. And a friend of mine bought one, I think it was a Yaesu, but W4NGU. And boy, that thing's a beautiful thing. He's got it set up in his older Mercedes-Benz, and it's a honey. But I hope you guys are having fun. Sounds like you do. About the only thing we're going to do, what's the name of that town, Bernice? No, that we're going to next month. Oh, Biloxi, Mississippi. So we'll be down there in the south.
Well, that's great. Of course, we always think of the Carolinas of south. Beautiful country, beautiful state. We'll be up in Newland, North Carolina, Monday and Tuesday next week. Looking at that lot we bought and meeting up with a builder about building the cottage we want to put on it. And that'll give us a chance to escape the heat up into the Carolinas during the summer. And we've got a lot of friends up there. It's beautiful country. Your state in North Carolina, you know, very, very beautiful country. So, yeah, maybe we'll be able to stop by your club sometime when we're up there, AA4GH.
I think Dave Watson said there was, they was having a meeting someplace tonight, wasn't they, Bernice? I don't know. But it's the first Monday of the month, isn't it? I can't remember when the BRARS. At any rate, you're welcome here anytime. Give me a call on the phone. I sent you my phone number, I'm sure. And stop by, and maybe Bernice can make a nice meal, or we can go out to eat, or whatever you'd like to do. And we'd consider it a pleasure to have you, Gus.
Well, thank you, Tom. You're such a nice guy. Well, we'll certainly be spending more time in the state as time goes along, and we'll have to get together because I think I've made so many friends on your net, and I'd like to meet some of them face-to-face. Well, hey, I'm going to, I guess, move on, and I'm going to call it a short night soon. This is Alpha 4 Golf Hotel, wishing 73s to my good friend Tom, November 0, Tango Romeo.
Watching nice road truckers over here, and I got the HF fired up, getting ready to turn it on and get the computer going and get me a band scope up there and see what's going on tonight. There's been a real crowd on that de-expedition over to Clipperton Island. It's just been a mess. So I'm waiting for that to calm down, and then I'll get in there. But take care, Gus, and we'll catch you down the line. A4GH and 0TR73. 73s,
Tom. Have a good evening. A4GH will be off and clear.
H, I think I said your call sign wrong, Gus. Excuse me. And 0TR is clear. Is that LK? Are you out there tonight, K? And 0TR.
Is that LK? Hey, Tom. Yeah, I caught the tail end of you and Gus talking. And hello, Gus, if you're still listening. And Tom, you put a zero in my call. You haven't done that before.
Well, I get called N4TR all the time. I guess turnabout's fair play. N4 ZLK. Well, who knows? I'm just down there in the lower numbers.
See you 72 when I sign off with you. Yeah, I heard you say you were going to fire up the HF. I was going to say hello, but thought you might be getting over there and getting busy. Hello, Miss Bernice. Hope you both had a good day today.
Boy, that's Shane.
Hello, Shane.
She's reading a book. You know, when these people get old, they have a hard time multitasking. My daughter says that about men. Yeah, shoot. No, Shane, I'm in no hurry. I'm retired, and the HF will wait. I think there might be something on my frequency there. I listen on a lot. Nope, don't hear it. Boy, have you listened to that Clipperton Island de-expedition lately? I can usually work them in two or three tries, but I tried last night for a half hour, and I said, the heck with it. Wow, it's a zoo on CW.
One going on, but I haven't been on HF in a few days, probably longer than a few days. I've been kind of trying to work on another project, and radio's taking a little back seat when I'm home, but I heard it was going on. I need to take some time and go back there and see if I can work it sometime, but how long are they going to be there?
But I think a couple of weeks. But don't quote me on that. It's real easy to recognize. It's Tango X-Ray 5 Sierra, which is kind of an odd call because Clipperton Island in my days was always Fox Ocean. And I'd worked them on everything from 30 meters, every band all the way up, to 10, including 10. But I hadn't worked them on the low bands because I didn't hear them up in Kansas. So the other night I worked them on 17 CW. And looks like 20 single sideband, and but on 40 and 80 and 160, holy Toledo, that band scope, they were spread out 9 kc's up.
Makes you realize how many CW operators are out there. Are they working split, do you know?
Yes, sir, that's what I meant. They were up, and then, like, for example, if they was on, I don't know what frequency they was on last night exactly. I think it was, like, 7023. They would be up 9 kc's above that, and the same way on 160, they were spread out about that much. So they could be anywhere up in those 9 KCs above where the DX was calling. And, of course, then you get those folks that don't understand what split is, and they're talking on his frequency, tuning on his frequency, or else putting their finger on the paddle and disrupting it just because they can't get him, I guess. There was a few of those, but not as bad as usual yet. But the traffic jam was incredible. It was like I-85 is of a morning.
Now, I thought you just meant they were, I know people will move off frequency a little bit to try to stand out, and I just was thinking maybe that was what was going on. People were just moving further and further away trying to stand out, but that makes sense. And back to what you said about multitasking, I'm one to admit right now, I cannot multitask very well if I have something that I'm really trying to get done. If it's a project around the house, Beth will go with me to Lowe's, and she'll say, while we're here, do you want to get this for, you know, do you want to look for something because this other thing we're going to do, or can we look at blinds, and I'm just sitting over here, all I can think about is what I need to get done, and I'm wasting time looking at stuff. I'll be happy to drive back. I want to get this project done. I'm terrible about that.
Bernice is my memory. I hear guys on the radio each day, and they'll call me if I throw my call sign out, and I definitely recognize the call, but I can't remember the name, and I look over at Bernice, and 9 times out of 10, she'll tell me who it is. Excuse me. So in other words, what I'm saying is on that split, for example, my radio is on 7.005, which I sit there a lot. Okay. He'll be there, and he'll be listening there. But when you transmit, if he's up 5, he could be on 7006, 7, 8, 9, 10. He could be anywhere in there in increments thereof, tiny increments. And every time he transmits, he'll transmit on that 7005, but he'll be listening up within that 5 KCs. Well, it was up 9 KCs, so he could be anywhere between 7005 and 7014. And you have to find where he's at that few milliseconds that he's answering somebody else, and you hear them give him a 599, and then the guys will answer, and when he transmits back, well, I know that's where he's at right then. He might sit there for 4 or 5 QSOs, and then he'll move off of that frequency. That way, the simplex frequency isn't just jammed up for you never hearing.
Right.
Go ahead.
WA4HNT. I got a really kind of a sensitive question I'm going to ask. I don't mean to be abrupt, and I'll get out of the way. You folks know Ray, who was a long-time person. Was it SUV, WA4SUV, something like that. I don't recall his call sign. Remember who I'm talking about? Is he a solid key?
It's K4SUG, yes. Ray is a silent key. Has been for quite a while now. His son is still on.
I swear. I had all these guys that I knew from my youth. Okay, I got it. Okay, I'm Alton Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. I'll be on the side listening to you guys. Y'all have a good time.
73's Alton. He was a great man, and I always enjoyed him. Well, Shane, did you understand my explanation of that then? And they do it, and they should do it, because there's so many trying to get it. And just anybody that gets on, if they're popular, they'll say up 1 or up 2, and they'll be anywhere in that area. Usually if they say they're just up 1, that's exactly where they'll be, or up 2 or up 3. But when you got a de-expedition, he's going to be anywhere in between those.
Okay. Hey, Alton. Yeah, Ray was a good guy. I miss him, too. Tom, yeah, I understand. I've actually worked a couple of split stations like that. I just haven't seen them or been involved in ones that are so popular where they move around every few contacts where you have to keep chasing them. I haven't done that yet, but I have worked split. I do understand that. But I'm going to jump out also. I'm on my way back from Spartanburg, and I always stop over here at the QT and run and use the restroom and get a cup of coffee before I head out to Atlanta. So I've enjoyed it. I hate to cut it short, but I always enjoy talking to you, Tom. Hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. And I will talk to you again shortly, I'm sure. N0TR, N4ZLK.
No, fine business, Shane. Always love talking to you. And business is business. Take care of that first. And you got a big responsibility there. And don't tell me you can't multitask. If you can talk on the radio and drive one of those things, you're my hero. See you later. N0TR.
SKG-4PFI, just thought I'd say hello.
Well, don't be a stranger there, Don. The net don't start for 28 more minutes or so. It's 8:32, 26 seconds. How you doing?
Well, ain't nothing fell off yet. I'm still one piece.
You know, that's a good point. Oh, well, nothing exciting today. I did make a little mistake today. I went down by the timber and was going to get the SD card out of the camera, the game camera. And it was pretty warm, but I got about halfway up and I had to stop and pop a nitro in. But on the way back, I was looking for tracks because it's rained so much. And lo and behold, within about 20 yards of the back side of the chicken pen was coyote. So I turned on the driveway sensor out there. If he comes up there tonight, he's going to get a nice present.
Closed down at the back fence here a while back. My wife saw it first and then pointed it out to him. And he never did come over the fence, but he stayed down there for a little while. And he was eating, I think, cat food that we had dumped over the fence that the cat didn't eat. But I don't know. I have never had no run-ins with one of them, but they say they are bad news.
Biggest coward in the world. I used to hunt them when I was real young up in Kansas, and never did run into an aggressive one, but I've seen them on different, National Geographics and different things and the news and whatnot. And this time of year, they get a little more aggressive because they got pups. And I may be making a mistake, too. It's 100 yards down there, and if we got any scrap, chicken leftovers or anything like that, or meat or something that the wild animals might enjoy, I walk down there and put it out by this log down there in front of the camera. But I've never had one in 14 years come up close to the house. Now, deer, yes, they'll come up close, and I throw a firecracker out the window, and they're gone. But there's two different floodlights out there, Dawn, and they're very powerful LEDs, motion lights. One of them's on a post here about, 15 yards behind the back door. And the other one is back by the chicken pen. And then there's a flagpole about 20 yards out. And there's a light on it. It's just a solar light. But, I'm surprised for them to be that brave and come up that close. I don't think they could get in to that pen. But I'm not at all sure. And if he wakes me up during the night, I get up like getting out of bed on a Monday morning on the wrong side of the bed, and he's going to be in a lot of trouble because there's a rifle sitting there by the window.
I put my camera down there next to the fence where that coyote was at, and when I pulled the SD card out and put it in the computer so I could see what happened, all I saw was possums, and raccoons. And believe it or not, we saw a raccoon and a possum eating real close to each other, like they just didn't mind either one of them. I told them, I said, well, they must be good friends or something.
I don't know. But it's, you know, ironic. We've had, well, Tim's camera's about 20 yards to the west of mine, and he had a mama and a papa and three baby bears there one day, and I had a big black bear come into mine about a month ago. But, you know, he never bothered anything. He never come up towards the chickens. I think the light's a deterrent, but I wouldn't bank on that. But we've got two foxes, and they're quite beautiful. Occasionally I'll get a picture of them before the sun goes down. They're red foxes. We've had as many as seven raccoons at a time right there. Usually two or three. And then lots of squirrels, of course. They set that camera off all the time. And then two possums. And then that's Bernice sneezing. And what else was down there? Oh, five coyotes. Last year, he had a mom and dad and three pups. This year, I've only seen about three coyotes. But you know, a couple of nights ago, one of those coyotes came up there, and I know a big one when I see it because I was around them all my life up there in Kansas. And he was almost black, Don. I didn't know. I've never seen one that color before. But he was probably around 40 pounds or so, and that's a pretty big coyote. And I wouldn't want to run into him out there in the dark. It's in 0 TR.
What reminded me is KG4PFI. We had a bobcat down there, too, one night. And my neighbor next door had a recording of a bobcat's when they holler, I guess. And she played it back to us, and that is exactly what it was. And we never did actually see it, but we could hear it. And it was down in the woods down in there. And I think he was either calling his lover or whatever he was doing, but he was just doing this awful. They could have used that sound in one of those horror movies, I put it that way.
With a hand call. And that was exciting, because I've had them almost jump in the bushes with me. And I'm a little bit scared of them. You use a call that sounds like a shrieking rabbit, and the fox call is very similar to it. It's just a scream. And you don't call too much, but boy, when they come in, they just lose all of their sense of safety, especially during the breeding season. Like January and February, when there was a lot of snow and that up in Kansas, we'd go out and camouflage ourselves in whites and stuff. And it didn't have white camouflage back then. In fact, Bernice fixed my navy whites up, my old uniforms. And I took, black paint and splotched it around on them. But it was very effective. But they come into that call during the rut season, you might say, than otherwise. But Tim, my neighbor's got two lovely dogs. One of them's a miniature dachshund. The other one's one of those lapradoodles or whatever you call them. And they're small enough a coyote to kill them. And he's not very happy about them coyotes being down there.
At that time, we've had five St. Bernards over the years. We had one St. Bernard weighed 180 pounds, and I don't think he could have handled that St. Bernard if he'd have come over the fence. But here last year, we had to put our last St. Bernard down. She got down in her back end there, and she couldn't eat. Got in bad shape, and I had to call the vet out to the house to put her down. But anyway, I was listening a while ago when you were talking to that other gentleman, and somebody came in there and asked about Ray. K4SUG is his call sign. And he has been down to my house, and I've been up to his house a number of times. I really enjoyed being around him. He was one of a fine gentleman.
Well, you got that right. You had every model airplane in the world hanging from the ceiling out there in that garage, didn't he?
He sure did. He also had bicycles in there, too. He had a bicycle in there just like I had when I was a kid. It was a Swin with had a spring sticking out right in front of the handlebars there. It was a big coil spring. And he had had that thing redone, new tires, and re-chromed the rims, and it looked like brand new.
I bet Johnny still has that. And I'll get you in a second break. I was going to tell you, when Bernice and I got married, I was stationed in Mountain View, California, and we bought a $17 Swin bicycle, a used one, and I would get on that. I wasn't very far from the base at all. And 520 Walker Drive, never forget. And we'd get on that bicycle, and she'd sit on the crossbar, and I'd go down to the bank, cash my check, and then we'd go right next door. There was a grocery store, and get our groceries. And we still got that bicycle, Don, and the daughter made I forget what you call those things where you got a bunch of photographs on a montage, I think it is. And it's got a picture of Bernice and I sitting on that bicycle back out there in Mountain View, California. And that's been 55 years ago. Anyways, I guess for a little longer. I don't know. It's been a long time ago. Go ahead, Breaker.
Austin again, WA4HNT, Alpha Limit Tango, Oscar November. It's just me again. No, you were talking about Ray a moment ago, and you know, he was one of the old guys. Back from the days of people that most of you guys won't even recognize the names or the calls of. Earl Brennan, one of them, or Bert Anderson. I mean, there's so many old hams. They were the World War II guys that came out, and they were active when I became active in ham radio back in the early 70s. 1971 is when I got my ticket. And so, yeah, but I just wanted to comment on some people like Ray. Ray was a decent, good guy, and he was consistent. We always knew he was there. That was the cool thing about him. And, of course, there were others the same way, but you know, they've already, gone. But Ray was super cool, so when I asked you if he was a solid key, it was only because I suspected it. WA4HNT.
Fine gentleman, he really was. He used to come on there talking about when he'd do his rag chew. He'd talk about being out there at the fireplace. He always had him an outside fire. He'd go out there and sit around in the summertime and build him a little fire. And he'd sit out there and enjoy life, I guess. And he was a pretty smart guy. He worked on cars and he could fix things. And I enjoyed knowing him, and I miss him miss him as much as everybody else do, I think, because you could not dislike Ray. He was just what you saw was what you got.
He was a friend, and he had been a friend for a long, long time. I'm talking about all the way back. He'd been a ham since before 70, I'm sure. And I'm certain. And I got my ticket in 71. So, but no, he was a ham way back. All these older guys, and I really liked. I don't even know how old he was at the time of his passing. I have no idea.
Well, Don, I was telling Gary yesterday. I was sitting here the night before last, and this call was VY1JA, and he was on 17 meters. And I was just scrolling across the band screen, and if I click on it, the radio will go over there to it. It's just a big computer screen here. And I told Bernice, I've heard that call before. And I looked it up on QRZ, and he was J. Park Allen. And he was in Whitehorse, Yukon Territory up in Alaska. And I'd worked him on 17 site then in 1998 in July, and I got him again on the 23rd of this month up there in the Klondike on 17-meter CW, and I looked at his biography, and he was born in 1945, and I was born 3 years later. What's the odds of that, though?
I got you beat on that. I was born in 1940, so I'm a little bit older than you and probably that gentleman that just came on.
Yeah, but I was just thrilled. I love those places. I love to watch that Life Below Zero and all of that stuff up there. But it just thrilled me to death. I don't believe it. I just sat there. I said, I bet that's been 30 years, and it was 26, I think. Go ahead, Alden.
I worked somebody in the Yukon the other day, three or four weeks ago. I was so excited because I had never worked the Yukon ever. And so that was an exciting thing for me to get to do that. And so I can't tell you right now. I have to go through this little leaflet notebook I got here in front of me. I did order a new log so I can keep up with everything again. I used to do a really good job of it, but I don't do it anymore. And so, but I did order a really nice new logbook, and I just got to make room for it on this table. That means I got to throw some equipment to the side.
To get out of here, I got a phone call with my son. He just come back from a cruise down in the Caribbean, been gone 10 days. He came back today, and he's on the phone there, so I guess I need to talk to him and enjoy talking to both of you. 73s to both of you, and I hope everything works out for you in the future there. And we'll hopefully talk to you again. KG4, PFI clear.
Okay, Don, I got to run too. Bernice is wanting something over here, Alden. And nice hearing you tonight. And I'll say 73s and time with you both. This is Gerald T.R.
Enjoy it. I guess the net, I don't even have a clock. Well, maybe I have a telephone. I'll find out what time it is. You guys have a good evening. WA4HNT clear.
It's 8:49:10 in 0 TR.
G4MC, KO4HKX.
4HKX in 0 TR. Did you give Chad that message, Patrick?
He kind of chuckled about it.
Shiver. You headed back home?
I'm here on Highway 11 right now. I was going to see if Matt was on frequency and just go ahead and check me into the net because I'm having to pay real close attention to driving and I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
I can do that for you, Patrick.
That's not Tom.
No problem. You get back to driving. I just wanted to see if you give Chad that message. Thanks, Patrick. Good to see you tonight. Catch you down the line. KO4HKX and 0TR.
Tom, thanks for doing that for me. KO4HKX. Clear.
HKX, KA5WLL. Good evening, Patrick. How you doing?
I'm just fighting this fog out here on Highway 11.
You be safe. Take care of going home. We'll talk to you later. KA5WLS.
Good to hear you tonight, Leroy. Be safe out there yourself. KO4HKX. Clear. 73.
Hey, Leroy. Nice to hear you. And 0TR.
Hey, Tom. How you doing tonight?
Oh, just sitting here watching ice road truckers with Bernice and eating a piece of pizza, which is a German nut roll, and some bananas and milk, and now I'm down to a small can of ginger ale.
Some of that cut out, but I'm in the shadow downtown Greenville, so, but glad to hear you're doing okay. Hello to Miss Bernice there, too. We'll talk to you later, and I'm heading towards the house. KA5WLL, mobile clear.
Bernice said to tell you hi, Leroy. 73s. In 0TR.
Hey, you're watching ice road truckers, but all I hear is you talking on the radio.
On the HF yet. Shane. I did go over and get the TV one for Vernice, so you probably hear it in the background. But she's watching Ice Road Truckers. We kind of like that. And Highway Through Hell, that one up there in Canada, is another good show that we like to watch.
I've seen a couple episodes of both of those. They're a lot of fun. I don't know if I'd want to do that for a living.
Of a death wish. That's really dangerous. Are you on the road down to Georgia?
Just waiting. I got back to my building here in Greenville, and probably have about 45 minutes to an hour wait for them to finish loading up and shut it down where I can pull and go. Maybe they'll be done by 9:30, hopefully.
Well, met some nice people on here tonight. Really enjoyed it. Boy, you know, I think hauling a load of that pipe would be about one of the most dangerous things in the world. If you got in a wreck, you'd come flying up through the cab.
Past 2 months, I've seen two or three accidents with flatbeds, and a couple of them had what they call those headache racks or whatever, but they had huge loads, and they went all the way into the cab, whatever they were. They weren't pipes, but I don't know how the driver didn't get hurt with them.
Imagine he did. What did you call those racks?
Headache rack a long time ago.
Pretty satisfactory. Oh, we're watching Lisa, if you know her on there, and she's got a load of pipe. And those big long ones they haul up to the oil rigs, it just looks awful dangerous. It really does.
Pretty good for doing that kind of stuff, but I think I'd have to be single and no family anywhere where I could just be free to go do that.
Another up the hills and got chains on besides that. That's just amazing. And the darndest truck I ever seen, we had a kiln one time that we shipped out of our machine shop. It was 135 tons, and I went out and counted them tires, and the tail end of it was separately steerable, and I think there was 56 tires on that rig, King.
They can move some pretty impressive equipment with the right gear. Something you might be interested in, I watched a YouTube video. I think Patrick sent it to me. It's about a guy that built an electric hybrid tractor trailer up in Canada, and he's trying to get it to market. It's called an Edison, I believe. You might be interested in that. It was probably about a 45-minute video just about his journey and the load they ended up pulling originally to test it out. I found it fascinating, but if you're interested, just look up Edison Truck Canada or something like that, electric hybrid. It was a pretty good watch.
Oh, I'm always interested in technology. Ask Dave Watson about what he's working on in regards to that. You'd be fascinated. It's just unbelievable. But Asheville, they bought, what was it, six of those buses, Bernice? Asheville, they bought six of those electric buses. And how much did they've lost? And I think all of them are idle or close to it, and they're not interested in buying anymore. How much did they pay to lease the batteries? $118,000 a piece to lease the batteries. And then the charging stations was what? $200,000 is what she said. At any rate, it was on the news. It says they weren't interested in buying any more of those buses because that bus company went bankrupt or is going to. And they can't get any repair parts. Shane, I better let you go.
I knew they went bankrupt. Used to make deliveries over there. But anyway, I'm going to go. It's about net time. So talk to you later, Tom. You and Miss
0-0-7-3-8.
QCQ, welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MZ. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. To the instrument for surveillance radio, this is call now at 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater, and also via Echo Link node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Season headmount about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed offer on their frequency invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call WG4MC or Net Control. We will now begin the roll call. I want to remind everyone this is a direct to net. All stations with that traffic. Again, we're invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. Please give your call sign. Phonetically, it's always appreciated. Name, location, and senior attempt to remain on net for the right shoe portion. Before we start with the RF or Echolink check-in, so let's start with the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Starting with K4XMR, Male Prosperity, W4FCM, Fred DR, his IEI, W2AMD, Andrew Sensuil, KO4ZEW, Ben Sensuil, KG4PFI, Don Piedmont, his wife Linda, KG4QLQ, N4JRB, that's James Newrier, KI4LZI, Andy Table Rock, NHB, that's Danny in Greenville, W3GTS, that's Jeremy in Travers Rest, AA4GH, that's Gus in Southwest Florida, KM4BLH, that's Kirk Greenville, N4ASW, Tony Asheville, KQ4JSK, that's Kim in Asheville, KI4LJG, that's Robert in River Falls, KD4IOX, that's Leon in Hendersonville, KE4DXJ, that's Wendy Hendersonville, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, W4IOE, Sid Fletcher, WU2T, that's Rusty and Moore. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. All right, we've got an Echo Link station, so Echo Link station is only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Good evening. Call sign. But Net Control, please check in. Kilo. India 4 Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI4 KCX. My name is Jerry. I am in Grayport. Just check us in and out tonight. Send your threes to everybody on the net. Matt, thank you for calling the net for us tonight.
KI4KCX, that's Jerry in Great Court. Appreciate you talking about Jerry. Hope you and the family are doing well. Alright, moving on to the Echo Link station, so we'll start with the RF portion. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative at negative. And please check in. KO4HKX, Patrick. He's driving and it's foggy. And he checked in with me on RF, Matt. And he'll be negative. Central TR.
Internet, would like to welcome N0TR. That's Tom and Greer. Appreciate you stopping by. Please tell Bernice we said hello. Thanks for bringing along Mr. Patrick. Normally QTX is in Penrose. KO4HT X-ray. Patrick, if you're listening, be careful out there in the fog and safe travels back to the QTH. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Yeah, Matt, it was HKX. You said HTX, I think.
I'm HKX, appreciate it. Yeah. Alright, additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Control, please check in Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima, KA5WLL, Short Time Mobile, Leroy, Taylor's negative and negative.
Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome KA5WLL. That's Leroy, Mobile and Round, and Taylor's. Appreciate you stopping by and be careful out there on the mobile. All right, we'll tie down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet, the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Thanks for calling the net. Please check in, and 4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table tonight.
Check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening, you never went on that.
Hello, Oscar 4, Yankee, Kilo, Tango, KO4YKT, Mark and Inman, I am negative and negative.
Hey, the Blitter's team internet, life welcome, N4ZLK, that's Shane in Greenville, appreciate you stopping by, Shane. Then we have K4XB, that's Tommy, Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we got K04YKT, that's Mark and Evan. Appreciate you stopping by. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
MC. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Taylor's, negative and negative.
4MC. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you, everybody on the net.
Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. For that frog, N4AHO, this is Doug and Walt.
W4 Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler, Mobile in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4MC. Mr. Matt, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Mark Hughes, Blue Ridge Team Internet. That was a great group of check-ins, starting with KK4DMW. That's Rick, his wife Morena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all in Piedmont. Rick, please tell Morena and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Then we got W4DJW, Dave and Greer. I'm at Taylor's this evening. Sorry about that, Dave. We got KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, N4AHO, that's Doug in Wahala. W4CTW, that's Tyler, mobile around in Greenville. Be careful out there on the roadways, Tyler. It's foggy. And then we got KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They made their home in Easley. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello. I hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
So, again, Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, that's W4CWS, name's Colin, I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina, I'll be negative and negative.
W4CWF, that's Colin up there in Middle Springs, appreciate you stopping by, hope you're doing well. Alright, we'll slide down the next alphabetical route, which will take us Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. And Matt, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry and Candler. Good to hear you tonight, and we'll be negative, negative. Thanks.
Liberty Team Internet, life welcome. KC4EZN, that's Harry out there in Canmore. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry. Additional stations that go through Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, fly down the next alphabetical group, which will take us India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
4MC. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
Next check-in. In Kilo 2, Lima, X-ray Delta, Marsh up here on Callahan Mountain. We'll be negative and negative. Good evening, sir, and thanks for running the net.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Liberty Team Internet would like to welcome KK4JFO, that's James out there in that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, James. So we got K2LXD, that's Marsh up there in Callahan Mountain. Appreciate you stopping by, Marsh. And I got you as K2LXD. Yep. Appreciate that. And then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge Team Internet will slide down the next alphabetical route, which is a very patient route for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The Mike through Papa group, M through P. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4NC, this is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville, and I'll just be hanging around till the roll call is over with, over.
This is OMC. This is Matt. Red set in. 0-2. I stood in the night. Loud and imminent. I'll be negative and negative.
To the Winners Team Internet, like welcome W4NTQ. That's Ed Hansen. So appreciate you stopping by. Then we got Mr. Walt up there at Edmond. K4OIM. Walt sounding good this evening. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Here's the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We've been through that alphabet once, so now let's open up to the big group, the whole entire alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
G4MC, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris, in Liberty, and I will be named.
So Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee, name's Jim, in Berea, negative and negative.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, like welcome. KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. Then we got KO4YHY, that's Jim and Bree. Appreciate you stopping by. All right, looking for check-ins. We're in the big group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Hey, Chris.
Blue Ridge Team Internet. Now securing the full force of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations we have seen to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for RACHI, so we'll go another round of check-ins. We're in the big group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. So if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control. It's Blue's Team Internet. That long pause means we have everybody, so stand by just a second, and I'll send the old net report. Here at the Blue Ridge Team Internet, now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the computer back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night, and good luck. WG4MC clear.